USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In New York, National Guard troops have been dispatched to New Rochelle, where there are now more than 100 cases of the coronavirus. Also, in Washington State, where 25 of the 30 U.S. deaths have occurred, the governor is imposing some of the strictest requirements in the country for older adults at all long-term facilities in the state, including limiting visitors to one per day, requiring visitors to wear special protective gear, and screening employees for symptoms before each shift. Governor Jay Inslee.
There are 1,000 people infected today. In 7 or 8 weeks, there could be 64,000 people infected in the state of Washington if we don't somehow slow down this epidemic.
Adults 60 and over are at a higher risk for the virus, especially those with chronic medical conditions. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you could acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Joe Biden has edged out Bernie Sanders during the Tuesday primaries with decisive wins in Missouri, Michigan, and Mississippi.
We are a step closer to restoring decency, dignity, and honor to the White House.
Michigan was the state Bernie Sanders was hoping for, as Biden showing a wide lead there, and Sanders won the state 4 years ago. The Democratic hopefuls faced off, hoping to claim most of the 352 delegates. Other states voting, Washington, North Dakota, and Idaho.
We are going to end the divisiveness, the hatred which comes from the White House today.
Both campaigns also chose to cancel planned rallies in Cleveland due to the coronavirus outbreak. Stocks have turned around and made a slight comeback after Monday's losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shot up 1,167 points. The S&P 500 was up 135, and the NASDAQ jumped up 393 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new study is ranking the happiest cities in America. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
And California finishing strong on the happiness scale, according to this new study from WalletHub. It put together the top 200 happiest cities in America based on things like depression rates, income growth rates, and other factors. Three California cities in the top five were Fremont at number one, San Jose at number three, Irvine at number four. Meanwhile, Plano, Texas came in second. Madison, Wisconsin was number five. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The White House says President Trump will skip the annual bipartisan St. Patrick's Day lunch and blamed Nancy Pelosi for missing it. USA's Tim Berg reports.
The annual luncheon is meant to celebrate long-standing relations between the United States and Ireland. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham on why the move was made.
I think that right now he's got a lot of work to do. He's got briefings on the coronavirus. We'll be doing our own thing at the White House for St. Patrick's Day. I think it's exactly true. We don't need to deal with any more of her, you know, little games and her little ripping up of paper. Who knows what she's got planned for this? And that's not what the country should be focused on, is her games and her politics. So the president's going to stay at the White House and work on behalf of the American people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.